Watch them as they come. Whichever side you're on, they might even start to recognize the fall. Restoration of our Paris flat. You stop the building and you rearrange the map. And with the windows boarded up and in, it's hard enough for me to know how to begin. It's enough to divide us. You're silence when you came and you fell. You said it's costing you more than you can afford, and so you came and you fell. Who's to blame?
And so again, that's Dud Green on violin and harmonies. Thank you again for listening. We are Megan Tracy and the Misconnections. We got a couple more for you.
Took your love away. I go out every night and I sleep all day. Since you took your love away, since you've been gone, I can do whatever.
and the trees shape the light. I'm writing again about you. A lifetime ago, we played house, built a home. Now I never know how much was true. So tell me you don't even miss me tonight. That's the bitterest thought I can bear. Tell me again, then let it rain and color the air. Filling this room with my voice and a tune. I may never know how much you hear. Words paradoxically caught in my throat. I may never know when you came clear. So tell me. That's the bitterest thought I can bear. Tell me again, then let it rain. Color the air. Tell me again, then let it rain. Thanks again so much for listening. We are Megan Tracy and the Misconnections. I am Megan Tracy, Craig Small, Tamara Gooding, Sam Spencer, and Stud Green. I'd like to thank MFO for having us again, in particular Nick and Bob for making us sound awesome, and Mike and Paula and Phil, who I'm going to talk with later on, and Aaron and Steven, who are here videotaping us. This last song is from that EP I was mentioning earlier called Fiercely, and it has the same name.
Take a warning. Do you That's when they start leaving and they run away. It's too bad you didn't hear me or handle being near me. Some of us love fiercely and some of us won't stay.
Thank you to the Megan Tracy and the Miss Connections. They'll be in here in a little bit to chat some things up. But for now, it's what time is it, Mr. Fox?
You're a Humpty Dumpty girl sitting high upon your wall. You're a Humpty Dumpty girl. You want the world to watch you fall. You like the boys to reassemble you, glue you into something new that don't resemble you at all. And you tell me all is well. There ain't no man can crack your shell. There won't be nothing at all left to find. You're a Humpty Dumpty girl,
Humpty Dumpty,
sitting high upon your wall. You're a Humpty Dumpty Dumpty,
Humpty Dumpty.
You want the world to watch you fall. You're like a voice to reassemble you, glue you into something new that don't even resemble you at all. But if you want someone to rescue you or to protect what's left of you this time, you better keep off that wall.
Nothing. Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh. Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens. Brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
Hold Jamaica.
91.5. The wonderful Andrea Gillis. That's Hold Your Maker. And we have Megan Tracy. Without her missed connections in the studio here.
My missed connections are... They're loading out. They're going to carry stuff.
I've been meaning to ask you this off air for a while now. How long... What took you so long to be the front person in your own act? Because you've been playing keys for other people for so long.
Yeah, it took me a long time to kind of get over myself in various ways. Like, stage fright to begin with. And then it was like, okay, I can do backup in a band. And then it was like, okay, I could maybe sing a couple songs in a band. And then it was like, okay, I can just kind of be in charge. It takes a lot more effort. It's a lot more work. It's a lot more, and it's the kind of thing, like, when you're leading, not just for anybody, but leading a band, it's your baby. And if you let it go for a couple months, then nothing's happening with it. Mm. I love the bands that I play in, you know, Parlor Bells. Oh, yeah. I love it where other people are running the show and it's like, I'm going to show up and play an awesome gig and it's great and someone else is doing all that heavy lifting. And then you realize when you're doing your own project that that's on you. but I think a lot of it was just kind of getting out of my own way. Like watching other people do it, knowing that I love singing.
Yeah.
I wanted to sing more and just kind of being like, you know what? You just got to do it. It doesn't matter if it's not the best song anyone's ever written or the best gig anyone's ever played, but like, there's no reason to not do it. And I've had a really good time with it. And the great thing about being backup in so many people's bands for so many years is that amazing people are willing to play with you.
There you go.
So you kind of come out of the box with this awesome band.
Because Nate played on your record,
Nate,
right?
Nate
produced your record.
Actually,
okay.
Nate produced it. Nate, had heard a bunch of the songs that I was kind of doing singer-songwriter style, mm-hmm, solo, and I was already working with him in Parlor Bells and on Nate Levitt Band, and was like, have you ever considered recording those? And I said, I would love to. Have you ever considered producing? So yeah, that was at the EP that we put out right around this time last year, and he...
I can't believe it's been a year.
I know, me neither. That's what I mean about you.
I remember when
the
Fiercely
go.
Single came out. I'm yeah, like, this is an amazing
and
song, and oh my God, this is... Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
No, dude. Yeah, Fiercely. I mean, you and I were on the Steve Casso show a couple months ago.
I kind of can't go on air without you, Phil. It's
I know. It's so weird. but you played Fiercely
right.
Solo,
mm-hmm,
and yeah, it was just as impactful.
Oh, good.
You and the keys.
Thank you.
I mean, I can't say piano because it was an actual keyboard.
It was a keyboard. I can't remember the last time I played on an actual piano. Oh, I can tell you the next time I am going to play on an actual piano.
Yeah.
This Friday for Nate Levitt's EP release party at Q Division.
I get to play
a real grand piano.
I played Nate earlier.
I played
a song from the new record.
It was a good moment because it was as we were just getting sound in our headphones and I was like, oh, it's Nate. Yeah, it was off that EP that he just put out. But that's actually, Q Division piano is the only piano I play on these days for recording and apparently for this EP release.
Well, that's good. That's good. Well, that's one of your projects, the Nate Levitt Band,
yes,
CD, mm-hmm, release. Is it officially the CD release at Q Division?
That's officially the party. It's a listening party, kind of listening
Sweet.
Party. So he did it in this unique way where he's got Q Division for the night, and it was part of this pledge campaign, actually. He had to buy tickets early.
That's right, yeah.
Although I think there were a few left, if anyone is still interested. It's going to be really nice. It's a nice way to do it. I like... Nate's been really good. Working with Nate's been amazing anyway, but just like he's really good at kind of thinking outside of the box and like what would make this show kind of a unique and special thing, and what would make this song kind of a unique and special thing.
So is this show going to be recorded too for his use?
Good question. I can't imagine that you wouldn't if you're sitting there in queue.
Yeah, I know.
although, you know what? As I say, you kind of can't because you got a grand piano and you got drums in Studio A. If they're playing at the same time, you kind of can't record them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I didn't think of that.
I only thought of it because at one point when we were recording it, we weren't
sure
who was going
next. I think it was in
Studio
B.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes. Yep.
Wouldn't that be nice?
It would be.
Totally live at Q.
They'll probably figure something out.
No, but, well, I see you have a list of Are those your projects or everybody's
projects?
Because
even though the Misconnections are not in here with me in the room, they are headed off to sleep before their other various projects. So I do have a list of various things we're all doing in the next couple of weeks. The next show that we're all playing together will be at the very end of June, June 25th. We're playing Old Jack's Last Saturdays at the Lizard Lounge. I'm really psyched. I've been to most of those. And that's going to be...
Those have been gangbusters.
They have all sold out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So...
I haven't even been able to get in.
Oh, you got to go.
I know.
Yeah. Well, June will be your one. Go for Megan Tracy. And Phil Aiken.
Yes.
Phil Aiken, okay. Megan Tracy and the Misconnections and Old Jack. That's going to be the last Saturday in June.
Wow,
that's going to be awesome.
A great show. Oh, my God. Okay. What are the other shows? I could marvel about Old Jack, and we both could go on and on about Old Jack.
For real. No, the one I do want to talk about, though, is the Prince tribute we're doing tomorrow night that I'm involved with.
Paula... Mention the Prince tribute.
Yep, and it was
deliberately left it blank so you can fill it in.
Well, I think that's because she was like, "Who's playing? Who's involved?" And I started to list it off, and she's like, "I'm just gonna let you say it."
There you go.
Because it came together really, really quickly. Randy pulled us all together, and it's a band that includes myself, Josh Pickering, Jack Pombrian, Chris Anzalone, I believe you pronounced the last name, and Catherine Capozzi is the band. Hi. And then guest vocalists, Andrea Gillis, who were just playing, Goddamn Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
Are we allowed to say that?
We're fine. It's 11:30.
Glenn DiBenedetto.
Yes.
And Gene Dante. Ty Heatley from Penny Morals.
Very good.
Erica Mantone. It's going to be great. I
just hope nobody starts bawling or something.
I heard Erica sing "Nothing Compares to You" at rehearsal, and I think people might start bawling.
Oh, you mean you're not gonna do it?
No, I had to learn 21 songs on keyboards. I am singing. I'm singing one tune.
Oh my God, 21 songs! Holy crap!
Yeah. So, wow. Josh and I are each. Mostly playing, we're stepping up for one song each. It's like,
oh, okay.
But mostly it was shed, learn all these tunes.
Yeah.
It's fun. God, if there's one artist you want to immerse yourself in,
yes.
I mean.
I got lucky. I was able to find some CDs the day he died.
Oh, yeah.
Filling a couple holes in my collection. But yeah, there would be so many that I would love to hear. And some of them weren't even the big songs either. Mm-hmm, so
yeah, no, it was picking a set list was a tough thing because you want everything.
I mean that could easily be a 4-hour show.
Oh, yeah.
And so could you at least tell us what song you are doing?
I can. It's a little bit of spoiler alert, but I'm kind of breaking character with myself a little bit. I'm going to do some Darling Nikki.
Ooh, yeah. That's a good one.
I know, it's awesome.
Nice.
It's awesome.
That is definitely not your typical repertoire.
I know, but it was offered up. Wow. It was offered up. I don't know how many people's songs I'm allowed to give away and surprise. But
I'm only
awesome
asking for yours.
Just me. It's going to be great. I've been practicing dance meets.
If the others were here, I'd ask them.
Yes.
But you're only doing one, huh?
No. Yeah, I mean, yes.
Yeah. No, huh?
It's a lot to... let me say again. Playing synths on 21 songs.
I know,
that's a
I know.
Lot to learn.
And when is that show?
This is tomorrow night. This is at Atwood's tomorrow night.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Atwood's tomorrow night. Oh, man.
Super Music Week.
My damn retail job.
Oh, see, you just said it.
I just said damn.
Uh-huh.
I almost said the GD word, but I didn't.
It's a name.
It's a proper noun.
So
what are the other gigs?
Yeah, so, here, like I said, as I was saying earlier, one of the great things about being side player in people's bands is then all these people are willing to play with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I have Tamara Gooding playing drums for me, who also drums for Gene Dante, and they've got a really cool one coming up June 11th, opening up for Cherie Curie at Brighton Music Hall. Amazing.
Curie.
I know, at Brighton Music Hall.
Oh.
And that's a benefit for Bagley. That'll be a great one.
Oh, yeah.
I will certainly be there. And then...
I'm just picturing the crowd right now.
Oh, my God, I know, right?
It's going to be gay and glammed out.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. Start planning your outfits now.
I know.
And then Craig Small is, of course, in about 12 bands as well,
right.
Including Worshipper, who filled in with Worshipper when just won the room.
No.
But his main project these days, Airport, is just got announced to play Harpoon Fest
awesome.
On May 20th. That'll be good. Yeah, so everyone's really busy staying active. A bunch of us are doing various Porch Fest, Somerville Porch Fest things on May 21st. I'll be doing a little solo thing that day. My housemate on the second floor, I live on the third, is Ajda Schneider, a.k.a. Ajda the Turkish Queen.
Okay.
So we're doing some Oak Street jams for Porch Fest, which
nice.
Will be fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
What other gigs do you have? Because you're
well. Those are the this week. This week was a crazy. I don't usually do three back to back with you guys, and then
the Prince thing tomorrow,
and then Nate on Friday. Normally, I would not do that, but you know, it was Prince. It was it was a lot to already have two, and then the second Randy says, "Do you want to play keys?" Of course, obviously. but then I do have a little bit of a break from band stuff, which is because you know, it's one of those weeks where a lot of what you've been working on has been building towards something, and this was one of those weeks like it's all happening, and I'm going to sleep forever starting Saturday.
Yes.
But then I do have a little bit of downtime.
Yeah, do not contact Megan Tracy this
my God,
weekend.
I know. I'll be sleeping. You can try. I'm not. Picking up.
There you go. Well, I noticed you played some unrecorded stuff. When are we gonna hear recordings?
That is the next new project. Ew. We are going into the studio this summer. We've got another.
Are you doing another EP?
Another EP. I've made one full length in my life, and it with Say Helena, my old band.
Yep.
It was a great experience, but these days it's so hard to, so hard to really find the time and the money to make that. To make every song count on that.
Right, yeah.
At the level at which I'm working. I know you had Ruby in there earlier, and like I'm so excited for hers. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah, her record's amazing.
Yeah. But I think that at the level where you're still kind of building it to just like get stuff out there. And so it's been a year. It's been longer than I thought. So, and actually Craig Small is going to produce the first single off that.
Okay.
Harder Girls, a song we played tonight.
Yep.
So we're going into the studio probably end of June, early July to work on that.
Very nice.
And then we'll
Very
have more nice. And you'll be hearing from me again.
Yes. I'm so glad we're hearing from you like up front.
Aww. Yeah.
I mean, I know you've sat in for Old Jack on occasion, right?
Old Jack, it would be more, back when they had the three backup singers, if one couldn't make it, I was like an alternate.
Yeah, I remember seeing you in many Old Jack photos.
Oh, yeah. No, totally. It was like alternate.
And then there's Parlor Bells. Is Parlor Bells having new stuff brewing?
What's going on? Parlor Bells will be back in action soon. Parlor Bells has been taking a little breather. You may be aware that Mr. Goddamn Glenn is planning a wedding.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that is true.
And launching a business. So we haven't had shows in a while, but there's new material.
Okay.
And
I remember he was talking about it for a while, and then I think the wedding kind of snuck up on him.
Well, there's the wedding, and there's also the fact that, I was working really hard on my stuff, and he was launching his business. It's, you know, it's music. We've all got five projects.
I know.
But,
well,
hey,
I mean,
you go out with a bang.
Having all these great songs coming out, like, you see singles, and then suddenly, wait a minute, it's a year.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa. It
Yup.
Ah!
Yup. And it's not like we all haven't played. We've all been keeping busy.
I know.
That's what I love about this city.
You don't get that very much in other places.
I'm such a Pollyanna about Boston music. I love it. I'm like, you know what I love about this
I
place?
I tend to agree.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's just all these people doing it because they love it. And
oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, you see, you go down to New York, you sometimes see that, but you don't see it as nearly as much as up here.
No, it's just a bunch of people doing it because we love it, because we can't not. Usually making money at other things, and that's fine because this is like the passion project.
Retail jobs, as you referenced. Yeah, my GD retail job. But it's, I can now afford your CD.
There you go. No, you need to.
But
you don't have to buy my CD. I'll give you one.
Thank you. But, I forget what I was getting at. Anyway, So how can people keep in touch with all of your multitude of projects?
Well, the best place to find me is megantracy.com, and I am both blessed and cursed with a weird spelling of Megan. It's M-A-G-E-N, Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y. The, you know, like I say, blessed and cursed, because it means nobody's going to remember that the first time you say it, but it does mean that you can go forever without registering your domain name, and then it's still sitting there open when you want it. So megantracy.com, M-A-G-E-N-T-R-A-C-Y. My little brother's a Sean Tracy, and he's also a musician. He had no chance at that one. No. Sean Tracy was gone like 20 times
A-W
over.
A-W or A-U?
This is the worst part. He's an E-A, S-E-A-N. E-A, yeah. The guy who owns his is an S-H-A-W-N, who bought it as a redirect.
Oh,
I know, he's pissed.
That's mean.
I know, it is mean. It's not right. Not right.
Oh, God. And I remember being so disappointed when Radio Boston got swiped, and Boston Band Crush.
Oh, totally.
Got swiped for a Boston tribute website.
Oh, I remember that one. That
really?
Was bad. That was bad.
Yeah.
Now
we're going back a ways.
Oh, my God, I know. Dated.
I almost wish I had my iPod, because I would totally play Milk of Amnesia.
No, this is a good thing. That was a one night and one night only.
I know, but it's still fun to listen to.
Jamming out at the jam spot.
Travis made me swear I'll never play that song again.
Just do it more.
Never played Jamming at the Jam Spot.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I don't have my iPod with me, so he's lucky.
Thank you. We all appreciate it. So do your listeners.
Oh, come on. That stuff was fun.
Oh, it was a blast.
It was a blast.
It was a blast.
Anyway, I will let you finish breaking down your stuff, or if your missed connections haven't already broken down.
Mm-hmm. We're hoping. I think we timed it perfectly. I'll just have to pull the car around. Thank you so much, Phil.
Awesome. Go to Megan Tracy, M-A-G-E-N, Tracy.com. You can get the CD there, right?
You can get the CD. You can find out about shows. You can join the mailing list. You can do all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I think that's about it. Things. That's what you can do.
And keep up with her various projects. She's in the Nate Levin in the Elevation.
Yeah, we have a name now. We didn't even know that until the EP came out.
Oh, really?
Nate Levin in the Elevation.
Nate Levin in the Elevation. Yeah, Parlor Bells. They're kind of laying low right now, and can't wait to hear more stuff from you.
Oh, yeah. Gonna be new. It's gonna be good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
Much. Yes. All right. Here is some Grave Dancers. We'll be right back.
You'd see me regardless of instinct. You'd see me.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. Yes, you just heard my band ease into the noise. That song was called Oblivious to Charm. That was our RPM challenge record. Before that was the Grave Dancers with Funk Train Coming. And that brings an end to On the Town with Mikey D. Yes, Paula is sad. It's been such a great show.
It was a great show.
But, with Ruby Rose Fox and Megan Tracy here.
But I have to tell you something.
What's that?
You said that nobody's allowed to cry at the Prince tribute tomorrow.
No. Don't. I didn't say nobody's allowed.
Oh, you hope no one does?
I'm just picturing the crowd just bawling.
Do you know how good these kids are?
Yeah, I do.
Trust me when I tell you. You know, if you're not crying, there's something wrong with you.
There you go.
That's all. Yeah. I went to the Bowie tribute. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
You could have mopped me off the floor. I was a mess. I forget what song. It was Dark Star.
A Black Star.
Black Star, sorry. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Black Star. Note for note.
Mm.
I mean, seriously. Mm. And it was like fresh and new, and so is this. So.
Yeah. Oh.
Pass the hankies.
Yes. Okay. All right. To close out on the time of Mikey D, Paula needs something strong. From Hooray for Earth, from 10 years ago.
Excellent.
We'll be back next week. Daniel will let in the Showbogin with host Pam. So hope you stick around.